This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today, Sochal is going to share with us about some work that she's been doing recently. So, Sochal, please enlighten us a little bit. Like, what have you been doing over the past week?
Jack, as you know, I work as a freelance translator, interpreter a lot of the time, and I got an opportunity to work as a simultaneous interpreter at a women's retreat in Oaxaca, Mexico. Mm-hmm. And it's not like one of those fancy spa retreats or something that like women pay for. It's a really interesting space because it's like a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. And the space is based in contemporary healing practices and also ancient traditional Mesoamerican healing practices. And the purpose is to be able to help or, you know, give space for women who are activists, whether that be in feminism, in environmental work, like whatever space of activism they, you know, they're involved in, to be able to have a chance to rest and relax and heal. And I think it's really cool.
Yeah, that's. I was thinking about that, given the nature of our politics today, and you know, activists are out there on the front lines, basically. You know, you gain an inch and then you lose an inch. You gain an inch, you lose an inch. You lose 2 inches, you gain 1 inch. And that can get really, like, you can get really worn down by that, I imagine.
Yes. Yes, I agree. And I think it's very, like, it's very challenging. And I think it's really cool because I never imagined that a space like that would exist. Like, I didn't know that it existed until I was like contacted to do this job. And I had no idea, like, but you see how necessary it is, like, through the week of work. And it was really, really fascinating. I actually went in and I feel like I've been having a really hard time this year on a personal level, but on a professional level, I've been doing really well, mm-hmm. which is kind of different from last year where I was doing poorly in all areas of my life. This year, I'm actually doing super well professionally, but in terms of my personal life, it really is a mess. I'm really dealing with a lot of hard things. And so I was like apprehensive about going to this space because I was kind of nervous I was going to like infect it with my negative energy and my feelings of worthlessness and my issues, like my just feeling depressed and everything. And I went, and one thing that I really love about being an interpreter is that you're not only doing like translation work, you get to experience a lot of the things that you're translating while you're translating. Mm-hmm. So when we were doing like a lot of these workshops, I got to participate in a lot of the healing activities. Like I was part of the peace circle. I was part of, they like read our Mesoamerican astrology cards. I was part of that. I was part of like these dance exercises and these like cleansing ritual and this phys like it just weaves a bunch of things like these physical therapy practices which help with like chronic pain. And we were just it was just really cool to be able to experience all of that and also to help like these women and translate for them and allow them to like have these experiences as well. And by the end of my week, I really felt like healed in an interesting way, you know?
That's great. Well, because as a translator, this is interesting because like I mean, you're not the point person. There's a leader, but all of the women are looking to you for the explanation. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you're as important. I mean, you're like a conduit for the leader, but you're also kind of a leader in their minds. Like that, that's how I would picture you. You know what I mean? Like if I were one of the people who didn't understand, I'd be looking at you all the time. Like, you know, what are we doing here? Like, what's next? What do I have to do? You know, like,
yes,
like you're the point person in a way, you know?
Yeah. You're very necessary in the process. And I felt super valued in my job. And I think I struggle with feelings of like self-worth and feeling valuable, which I think is also just part of being in your 20s, but it's also just, and being a woman too, and in this world. But it is really difficult. And I struggle with feelings of worthiness and of feeling like valued and of feeling like I'm enough and feeling like I add something of value to this world, you know, and being, you know, in that space and helping with so many things. And at the end, being told by all the women in the retreat that, you know, that my work was incredible and that it really helped them to feel connected with everything and that the experience wouldn't have been possible without me. Really, like, it kind of gives you an ego boost, you know, like,
I think a lot of people in their 20s have what we call imposter syndrome, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, that's the feeling of like, you're not worthy to be doing what you're doing. And, you know, you have to think they wouldn't ask you to do it if they didn't want you to do it. You know what I mean? Like, but
that's true. Yeah.
But you know, imposter syndrome is not something that you can just shake off. You know, like intellectually you understand it's ridiculous, but it's an emotional state also. So, and that's much harder to kind of get rid of. And there's so few opportunities for people in their 20s these days to get a chance to shine in some situation. Do you know what I mean? Like there's not a lot of opportunity out there these days, you know, it's not. And so to feel valued. And so to have that opportunity, I think was probably really special, I imagine, for you.
Yeah, it really was. I've been having a lot of opportunities this year where people have actually reached out to me for jobs. Like, I was hired, you know, to be a writer for that blog, and I was hired for this retreat, and I've been like hired for a bunch of different things, and I haven't applied for any of them. People have been reaching out because they know the previous work that I've done.
Yes.
And that's like a really powerful place to be kind of in your professional life, because one, you get to kind of pick and choose what you want to do.
Right.
But two, it's like, you realize, okay, you feel valued. Like I did a really good job because now people are seeking me out for my quality of work and my talent, you know?
Yeah. It's validating, you know, it's like, you know, they say, you know, you're not supposed to, you know, look for external things external validation, but I don't actually necessarily agree with that 100%. I mean, I think it's natural to be like, to want to be competent at your job. And and it does feel good when you are, you know, and I don't think that's a bad thing. You know, I don't think it should define who you are as a person, you know, necessarily. Mm-hmm. But but I think that it does like provide, I think it does boost your self-esteem or whatever, you know, at least in my experience it has, you know.
I think with like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and I think a lot of like contemporary like mental health practitioners agree that you have to feel like loved and valued and respected and everything before you can love yourself like that.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle.
Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
It's a primary need that we have as children, and a lot of us don't have it like met or completely met.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're older, like, we really struggle with feelings of self-worth. And I think with a lot of mental health practitioners these days, they say, like, no, it is important to feel valued by others. And it's important to live experiences where you feel valued and of value and are positive for you. And, like, that improves your mental health. And I think that that's very true, at least for in my experience. And, yeah, like, obviously, if someone is making you feel worthless, like, you shouldn't be depending on their perception of you. But sure. I think if something makes you feel good, like being recognized or valued, I think it can be a positive thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this sounds like a really positive experience. And the fact that it was like a women's retreat is kind of a twofer, you know, because it's like, you get to participate in the healing process at the same time you're getting paid, you know, to do a job.
Yes.
So it's like, yes. It's something that you would be interested in doing if you were invited as a guest. You know what I mean? Like, I imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just so cool. And I was like, I never dreamed a space like that could be possible, but it is. And it's so necessary. And I really love feeling healed and better. And I remembered, like, one of the guests said that she felt like she remembered parts of herself, of who she was before coming, you know, before getting wrapped up in her work or getting wrapped up in or negative life experiences. And when she came, you know, to the retreat, after completing the retreat for the 5 days, she's reconnected with parts of herself from before. And I honestly felt that, like, when they read our Mesoamerican Essence, our Mesoamerican Astrology, you have two signs. So I was born on the day of the monkey and the month of the snake, which is really like a trisenia. Like, months have like 13 days in this particular calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool because it doesn't describe your personality like Roman astrology does, or Greek astrology. I'm not sure what astrology
I don't know
it.
Either. Yeah.
Yes. But it doesn't, like Western astrology, it doesn't describe your personality. It describes your essence.
And that's much better. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool because I felt like, yeah, this does kind of describe my essence. Like, my day is a monkey, which means that, like, I'm someone who is like cheerful and joyful and like can easily make friends and is really intelligent and can learn independently and likes to travel and move around and all those things. And also the snake is like wise and smart, intelligent, and has like a magnetic energy and fits in well with others. And like, the people who have snake sign do well as like diplomats or administrators or teachers and people who are like business people, and people who are monkey do well as artists. And mm-hmm. That's another thing, like the monkey is good at art in any of its forms, including music, because like you play music with your hands. And so I felt like that was very like fitting, because I love art and I love music, as you know. So
yeah.
I felt very like recognized by my essence, and I also remembered like bits of who I was before, like, you know, when you become a real adult and bits of you get kind of chipped away through rough experiences, I think.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you have two essences, because that's much better than, you know, pigeonholing someone in like, oh, you're an artist, so you're not good at business. or oh, you're good at business, so you're not artistic. It's like, no, we are multifaceted human beings. We're complicated. We are large. We contain multitudes, you know? So it is it seems much more appropriate what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's really cool as well because, like, I didn't get the full one, obviously, for sake of time and everything, but with the other people, she got to talk about, like, which gods rule over their day or whatever, and that gives, like, more and more facets to the personality, like, not the personality, the essence. So, like, yeah, so it's a very full profile. So I think that's really cool. And yeah, I don't know. I really enjoyed the experience, and I did leave honestly feeling healed and in a way that I hadn't felt before. And I think it's because Western medicine relies a lot on like Western practices of healing and psychotherapy and medication and things that are like very like cut and dried. And then in this experience, it wove together a bunch of stuff. We did have physical therapy, but we also had like spiritual practices. And I'm not someone who believes in like things like that. I didn't think it would help, you know? But it does, because it's kind of about like connecting with yourself. It's not really about like some like hoo-hoo, ha-ha, weird, like woo-hoo, like pseudoscience stuff. It's more about like being present and connecting with yourself and connecting with other people, you know? And I think community is something we really lack in modern society. And like being able to experience it in that retreat was really healing. And that's one of the things the women said the most about their experience.
We're so atomized now, you know, with social media. It's just there's no connection. It's like all connection with no real community. That's really fascinating because, you know, like we like to throw away the ancients' ideas. You know what I mean? Like they had some the practices that were, you know, that were used for thousands of years. You know what I mean? Like, why do we just so suddenly throw them away so we can do like Freudian psychotherapy where we just shine a light on every little aspect of our lives and pick it apart, you know, every little piece of the past. I'm not convinced that's actually healthy. I heard someone describe it once, like if you had a house and you lit every single shadow, every single dark spot in that house had you put a light there, so that there was absolutely no shadow. You know what I mean? Like no shadows, no place.
To rest, really.
The house would be unlivable, you know. And so I thought that was like really fascinating. I'd never heard that before, but it kind of blew my mind when I heard that. I was like, you're right, that would be you couldn't live in a house like that. So why do we do that to ourselves, psychically, you know, like pay money to do that to ourselves, you know?
All right, listeners. Well, if you have any comments to share with us about this, make sure to leave us a comment down below. You can listen to us on any major platform like Spotify, Apple Music, Red Circle, etc. And we will see you guys next time. Make sure to shoot us an email at a to z English podcast at gmail.com and join the WeChat group. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQBar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQBar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.